It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The retail madness has already begun. Even with the surge in cyber shopping, every Black Friday we still hear of crazy things, sometimes violent things, happening in stores. Well, it started early. At the Chesterfield Mall in St. Louis yesterday, seven women stormed a store and stole $8,000 worth of perfume. They even knocked down a child in the process of fleeing Victoria's Secret with the loot. But security cameras captured very good images of those seven. Minnesota's governor gets out of the hospital today in time for Thanksgiving. Governor Mark Dayton has been in Mayo Clinic for a month, suffering from complications from back surgery. You may recall in January of last year, Governor Dayton fainted during his State of the State speech. He's 71. From This Week in Agribusiness, the American Farm Bureau's food price survey for Thanksgiving always gets a lot of attention just ahead of the big day tomorrow. What may not have made the headlines, though, is the cost of the typical Thanksgiving meal isn't just down this year. This is the third straight year of declining food costs. In fact, Farm Bureau says the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner is now at the lowest level in 8 years. So as you give thanks tomorrow for all your blessings, thank a farmer. On that subject of food, you likely heard the advisory about romaine lettuce. The Centers for Disease Control reported an outbreak of foodborne illness, E. coli contamination, in romaine. The CDC is telling people to not eat it. They say 32 people in 13 states have been sickened by the lettuce. Now, 10 of the 32 were in California, 10 of the 32 in New England, New York, or New Jersey. Here in the Heartland, Michigan has had 7 cases, Illinois has had 2, there's been 1 case each in Wisconsin and Ohio. And I'm asking the question on Twitter, how you react to these reports of foodborne illness. Weigh in there if you care to in my Twitter survey on Twitter at Max Armstrong. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by True Choice, new, simple, now by Pioneer Brand Seed. And earn Corteva cash to use on over 100 crop protection products. Ask your Pioneer sales representative about the new True Choice. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a great Thanksgiving and have a good day.